You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Uniquely curated programming by our hosts maintains an independent voice among the masses. You keep CJSF independent.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
It's 2025, and still no universal cure for the scourge of cancer. We can't even beat the common cold. You could be excused for thinking that medical researchers are just sitting around picking their noses. And you'd be right. Not their own noses, mice noses. But how does that even work? Do they use like a blunt needle to scrape out the mouse's nostrils? Nobody has fingers that tiny. Well, Trump has small hands, but he's too busy destroying his country, so that can't be it. I digress. In 2022, through dedicated nose picking, researchers did discover a plausible link between fingering your ventricles and the risk of developing dementia. Remember what Doc Hibbert told Ralphie Wiggums? His nose wouldn't bleed so much if he kept his finger out of there. It turns out that's sound advice. You can cause internal tissue damage, leaving certain bacteria like Chlamydia pneumoniae a clearer path to the brain. That bacteria has been discovered in the majority of human brains affected by late-onset dementia. Neuroscientist James St. John at Griffith University in Australia said, "We saw this happen in the mouse model, and the evidence is potentially scary for humans as well." Now, no one admits to it, but it's possible as many as 9 out of 10 people do the deed. I'm not saying you pick your nose, but hey, so do a bunch of other species. Some are way better at it than we are. Here's something else that should give you pause before picking. Once you're over 65, your risk for Alzheimer's goes right up. So if retirement is calling and you're looking forward to some quality time on the couch picking your nose, maybe find another hobby. I'm Cal Coat. No time here at World Beat Canada to pick our noses. We're too busy searching the globe, picking the tastiest tracks for our monthly top 30. This hour, we count down the 10 at the top, starting with Kingsley Okri and Benjamin James with a new take on Nigerian highlife. Put on your dancing shoes and move to the groove of the cavemen at number 10.
I would have totally avoided. sacrifice that you put on your dancing shoes. At this moment of the song, I strongly advise that you wear your dancing clothes. At this moment of the song, I would strongly advise that you put on your dancing shoes. At this moment of the song, I would strongly advise that you open your heart. At this moment of the song, I would strongly advise that you close your eyes and feel the music and dance to the music and feel the music. I shake and ash to the music. I want your waist to the music and love to the music. No day.
Yeah.
is the music label that got me interested in global music in the first place. Real World X, an offshoot imprint, brings us Damba Calais by Saraba, Malian French duo, and their EP, an album, is forthcoming, and I can't wait. The Cavemen before that, and more music from Africa with Dancing Shoes. At number 8, it's Ecuadorian-American El Hudi. She has a new album, and she steps in to tell us a little about life at number 8.
I'm El Hudi. I was born in Guayaquil, Ecuador, and raised in New York City from a very young age. I write most of my songs in my first language, which was Spanish, but the message is universal. This song, La Vida, is it's a proclamation of our self-worth, and it's driven by the pulsating guitar licks and piano montuno to get the message across in a very intense way. It's a rebel cry. I want to urge listeners, break free from limitations. Become a force of nature. Don't miss your moment. Life is fleeting. La vida se nos escapa. I want you to live fully. Act decisively against adversity and authoritarianism. We've got to rise up. The time is now. La vida se nos escapa.
La vida se vaya.
makers, Colombian psych trio Balthus and Flesh and Soul at number 7, El Hoodie with La Vida at number 8, Damba Kele by Saraba at number 9, and we kick things off with the Cavemen. Our number 10 spot on our monthly top 30 is Dancing Shoes. Number 6 takes us to Anatolia for some more psych with Baba Zula. This is World Beat Canada Radio, counting them down for you. My name's Cal Cook.
Thank you. Chancellor, doktorlara, kadınlara, kıyanlara, çocuklara, el uzatanlara. Yeter ama hayır. Yeter ama hayır.
Ever lucky here on the Wild West Coast, because we have Arc du Soleil coming to the fabulous Commodore Ballroom on September 17th. Arc du Soleil is Daniel Katawatha, who's a Swedish new music visionary. He has a new album. We heard Chimera at number 5. Baba Zula brought us our number 6 song, which is Cheeky Magpie from Istanbul Sokolari on Glitter Beat Records. That means the streets of Istanbul. Sheikh Ibrahim has a new album called Aduna, infused with the pulse of the Caribbean. From that disc, here is Salih at number 4 as we continue our countdown of the best in global music.
Man bëgg naa la Mak jou vol God, noni, no, no. Kan je dan voor sorry? La bege mangi. Man dam laat nop man. Man jou lai golfi. Sali yo, Afrika muso. Sali yo, Afrika muso. Zige, zige, chapla go, zige. So mada mada go, go, go. Zige, 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 chapla go, zige. So mada mada go, go, go. Zige, sali yo wo nale. Kai, kai. 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 Topuma, topuma. Magel ni rekla. Kinga bëgg mu bëgg la